This coming Monday marks the 116th running of the Boston Marathon, and the weather forecast is calling for temperatures in the 80s, so the stage could be set for another duel in the sun. That's the way one of the most famous races in the long history of the Boston Marathon is described, and this year is the 30th anniversary of that ferocious battle between Alberto Salazar and Dick Beardsley.
Alberto Salazar has won the 1982 Boston Marathon! An extremely gutty Dick Beardsley finishing right behind.
They raced each other neck and neck over the last 9 miles of the race until Salazar, with a final surge, edged out Beardsley by just 2 seconds. Author John Brandt devoted an entire book to that race and to what happened to the two men in the years after it. His book is called Duel in the Sun, and he told Here and Now's Alex Ashlock that the effort that day took a huge toll on both runners.
Dick was running so hard and so out of his mind that day that he couldn't feel his legs. The whole last 7 or 8 miles of the race is like his legs didn't exist. He was running so hard and so fast, he had lost touch with himself. And about a half mile to the finish, he was still leading, or a quarter mile, but not very far at all. He developed a knot in his hamstring, and it was very painful, and he thought that this was finally going to finish him, and Alberto would just fly by him. And Alberto did go by him finally in the last several hundred yards. And at that point, Dick stepped in a pothole, and he thought that was going to ruin him completely. But stepping in that pothole actually helped ease the hamstring, and he actually made a sprint, got back on Alberto's shoulder. And he was just about there when the marathon finished with Alberto a couple strides ahead. So it was just a phenomenally courageous, gutsy, brilliant performance by both runners. And it was expected of Alberto, although not quite in that way. But for Dick to do it was a real sensation.
What happens to these two runners after this race, maybe even more dramatic than what happened during the race? They both have incredible problems, personal problems in their lives. Dick Beardsley has a farming accident and winds up getting addicted to painkillers.
I always felt, researching and reporting the story, that besides being a great race, great sporting event, it was almost like two lives came together at this marathon for just under 2 hours and 9 minutes. And it was like some sort of great unconscious force greater than both of them brought them together to have this sort of Custer and Little Bighorn type experience. And then after that, neither man was ever the same as an athlete or as a person. That was the last really first-rate marathon Dick ever ran. He was 26 years old, and it was hoped that he was on his way to be just a great marathoner for a long time. But he ran so hard in that race that his Achilles tendon was never the same. He eventually had surgery, and he tried to hang on for a couple more years as a professional distance runner, but eventually retired in 1989. And Dick, being Dick, went right back to where he was before he started his running career. He went back to a dairy farm in Minnesota, right on the border with Wisconsin. One day in November of 1989, he was involved in a terrible farm accident with a tractor that very nearly killed him and crippled him. Luckily, he survived the injuries and recovered from them, but in the process, he was given big doses of painkillers, and he became addicted to them. He was not merely just addicted. He was addicted in a felony way. He was writing hundreds of prescriptions, forging a doctor's name, and he was taking up to 80 and 90 pills a day at one point, and he was probably a week or two away from dying when he finally got caught in 1995.
What happens to Alberto Salazar, maybe a little bit more subtle, he begins to suffer illnesses after he runs this incredible marathon against Beardsley. Eventually, they figure out that what he's really suffering from is depression.
For a long 10 or 15-year period, the depression was sort of mixed up with his physical condition. The speculation was that by running so hard at the Boston Marathon, running so hard and so fast and drinking on a hot day and drinking such small amount of water, he really screwed up his body's thermostat, his hypothalamus. His whole physical system was sort of thrown out of whack by this tremendous effort. He suffered a string of bad colds that he couldn't recover from. His running performances went slowly downhill until finally it was an effort for Alberto to run even 7 or 8 minutes a mile, as fast as maybe just an everyday jogger. And as his performance as an athlete declined, this depression came on, because Alberto defined himself almost completely through his running and through his marathoning, as many great and accomplished athletes would, but especially with Alberto. And like many depressed people, he was able to pretty much hide it from the world. He went about his business. He lived in Eugene, Oregon. He owned a restaurant. He kept trying to run. He was a successful businessman, had a wonderful family. But underneath it all, he was racked by a nearly suicidal depression. It was a really dark time for him. And interestingly, one of the many parallels between these two men, Beardsley was able to hide his disease, his drug addiction, and Alberto was able to hide for a while his depression. But of course, you can't hide forever.
What ends up helping him probably more than anything else is he basically goes back to his faith, his religious faith, and he has sort of a spiritual awakening. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
During the same time that Alberto was suffering his depression, Alberto's father, Jose, undertook this pilgrimage to Medjugorje, which is a village in Croatia, where in the 1980s, a purported miracle was supposed to occur, an apparition of the Virgin Mary appearing. And he made a pilgrimage and experienced what he perceived were miracles himself. And he came back, and of course he tried to get his son Alberto interested in this too. And Alberto at first resisted, but finally at the end of his rope, couldn't run, depressed. And it ended up that Alberto took his family to Medjugorje as well, where he underwent a reawakening that changed his life.
Do you think there are any days that go by in these men's lives today when they don't think back about this race?
I think it's always there on some layer. Of course, Dick now makes a living during the summer as a fishing guide in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. If you're ever in that part of the world, I suggest you trying to do it. You'll have a great day on the lake with Dick. The rest of the year, he's a motivational speaker. He talks at a lot of road races, but he also does a lot of speaking with 12-step groups. One of his most requested stories is the one of the duel in the sun in the 1982 Boston Marathon. So I think it's on Dick's mind a lot, probably on a daily basis, that he understood that that was sort of a culminating experience of his life, although it happened when he was still a young man, but it almost destroyed him, and ultimately it saved him, too. I think Dick is aware of it every day. Alberto might be in a more subtle, unconscious sense. Alberto is now a coach. He works for Nike, and his mission is to produce the next great American distance runner. So Alberto is working with young athletes, and in the one sense, he tries to prevent them from making the same mistakes that he did. But on the other hand, he also tries to drive them to the extent that he ran and also save them, too. So it's kind of subtle, maybe impossible balancing act trying to guide these runners. And I think that his experience at 82 Boston is always right there behind it.
What kind of a relationship did these two guys have today? Are they friends?
Alberto sort of resented Dick. I think he sort of regarded him as a guy who had one lucky day. And because of that lucky day in April of 82, he unwittingly but still helped destroy Alberto Salazar. So Alberto kind of resented Beardsley for a long time. And Dick always was sort of intimidated by Alberto to a great degree. And they really didn't have much contact for decades. Finally, in 2002, for the 20th anniversary of their duel in the sun, the Boston Marathon brought them back together. And, of course, by this time, they'd all been through their respective travails, and they had a greater wisdom and sense of perspective. And they started talking and reflecting on what happened in their lives since the marathon, and they ended up becoming quite good friends. Every few weeks or every few months, Alberto or Dick will pick up the phone and they'll give each other a call. And of course, they realize they have this bond that they'll never escape.
That's author John Brandt speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. You can read an excerpt of Duel in the Sun at hereandnow.org. By the way, Alberto Salazar and Dick Beardsley will be talking about the 1982 race at the Boston Public Library on Sunday afternoon, if you happen to be in the Boston area. And on Monday on Here and Now, Alex will have a conversation with Salazar about his new book, 14 Minutes, A Running Legend's Life and Death and Life. He survived a heart attack in 2007 that left him technically dead for 14 minutes. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young returns on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.